Hello.
Hello. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research.
I don't hear you.
And we are. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Am I ready to do what you say?
Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State
mm-hmm.
Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. Would you definitely vote, probably vote in these elections?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. The first one is Clint Dan Corn.
The first one is who? It's a bad connection. The first
okay.
one is who?
Clint Dan Horn.
Clint Dan Horn. I haven't read upon him. I don't know who he is. I don't have a favorite.
Okay. What about Joyce Chapman?
No.
What about Sheila Jackson Lee?
Yeah.
What is your opinion?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Harold Dutton.
Harold Dutton. Favorable.
Huh?
Yes, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Houston Independent School District.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say about that Houston Independent School District. Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat? Very.
Very.
Danny Norris.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which
mm-hmm.
is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or oppose state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools. Support or oppose?
I oppose.
Thank you. Now, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clinton Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
The first one.
Joyce Chapman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate each of the reaction as very positive, or somewhat negative, or very negative. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House not to support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiling from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
What was this choice?
Very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing...
Very negative.
Okay. He voted to cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very positive.
Okay. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very positive.
He's fighting against extreme Republicans' ban of abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in case of rape and incest.
Very negative.
Last one is... Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to ensure lower-income Texans, paid for by three federal government Medicaid money.
Very positive.
Thank you. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Denhorn, or Danny Norris?
The first one.
Okay, thank you. And just a few questions for classification purposes. Can you tell me your age range between 1839, 40, 59, 55, 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay. Do you own or rent your place of residence? Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Yes.
Do you have any children currently in local public schools?
No children.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
Okay. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.